put a pretty big emphasis on your start to good effect tonight.
Yeah, they're such a dangerous team. You know, we our first game against them, we lost, then we lose, you know, the second one in, you know, in overtime, and felt like our game was getting better against them. And then today was again, really important to get a good start because they're so dangerous offensively. So, you know, it's been a good growth period for us, you know, in these three games. And, you know, that's what it's all about with is trying to build our group.
A lot of big guys scoring tonight, obviously, but away from the puck. Dmitry Orlov, Andrei Burakovsky, hustling after pucks, making things happen. It seemed like there was a lot that went right for the team that wasn't just the scoring goals part. It was being tough to play against tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, we came to work. We knew we had to work. We knew we had to work away from the puck against them. They're so dangerous on line rushes. They're dangerous in the offensive zone. They're where they're at, you know, for a reason. So we knew we had to be on top of our game if we were going to have a chance tonight. And, you know, we got fortunate they were off a little bit, and, you know, we were able to convert on some of our chances. But for me, it really goes back to our leadership group was excellent, and you see the results with the numbers from those guys tonight. But I thought they did an outstanding job of getting our group ready to go tonight, and our team was ready to start this game, and you know, that gave us a big advantage.
Kind of piggybacking on.
Sorry, do you
have any
more
superlatives
about Alec Ovechkin
at this point? Oh, man. I've talked a lot about him this year, and it's well deserved, but in a number of different things that he's accomplished. It's been, obviously a phenomenal milestone year for him, and it's going to continue to be for the next few years as well. So, but, you know, 50 goals eight times is remarkable. You know, how he's done it this year, he scored goals all different ways. He's, again, we're so fortunate to have this player in Washington playing for the Capitals, a generational talent, and, you know, the NHL is fortunate to have a guy like this. Like I said, we're spoiled in Washington for sure, but the whole National Hockey League is spoiled to have a guy like this, and, you know, just really, really happy and happy for him because he put the work in. He put the work in, and he deserves it.
Kind of piggybacking on Johnny's question, we're talking about the foot soldiers. You guys know how important every goal is against this team. And I think you're up 1-0 midway through the first. What leads you to put Hagelin out for that shift with Ocean? Because that's not because that forecheck that he starts there is everything.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're on the road and, you know, not getting last change, you know, early on I'm trying to figure out the matchups that you know, that they want to go with, and I didn't, you know, I started with the lines a certain way, and then when they were going with their top players against Kuznetsov, I thought you just need a little bit more of a defensive player with them, so I wanted to put Hagelin with them, and, you know, it worked out right away, but so that was my thinking behind it. I think that, you know, Hagelin's so experienced and played in these important games before and done such a great job defensively, and you know, he creates a lot of havoc on the forecheck as well, to your point. And exchange worked out good for us. As the game went on, they got a little bit away from the matchup, so I could go back to some other looks. But, that's something I saw early on that they wanted to go with, and I wanted to give Kuzi and Osh a little bit more support with a more defensive player.
Todd, only Johnny Busick and Jaromir Jagr have been the only guys that are 33 and over to get 50 goals, and now Ovi joins that group. And I'm just wondering, like, you know, how many more of these does he have in him, do you think?
You know, he never continues to, he never, you know, surprises me with what he does. Every day it's something different, and his energy level is at an all-time high this year, and he's, you know, I think he's really been a driving force for our team, and you know, you see him the other night blocking shots 5-on-6. You know, you see him, you know, physical. You see him, you know, doing things as wall play and two-way play. But then when he gets it, you know, gets his chance to convert, then there's very few like him. That's for sure, if any. So it's you know, he has that knack for being able to find the back of the net, and I think if he continues to stay healthy, which he's been very fortunate to, you know, that who knows where it'll take him, because he's really, again, he seems to be really enjoying the game. And I think when you're enjoying the game and having fun, that's when you have your best results. And he's really enjoying our team and what we have going here. We got a special bond with you know, what we were able to accomplish last year, and now he's been able to really build on that. And you know, it's great to see him get it, but you know, I mean, he had chances before with empty nets and he's not even shooting at the net. So that says it all right there about this player and how he's grown as a role model for our young players and as a star in the league. So I'm hoping there's many more 50 goal seasons where those came from. So
thank you,
Todd.
Thanks.